An attack on media practitioners and institutions in the country is an attack on the tenets of democracy. This is the position of four media regulatory bodies, GGA, NNC, GIBA and PrintPag. The bodies stated their position at a joint news conference in Accra yesterday in reaction to recent attacks on journalists and media institutions. Jonathan Thompson was at the news conference and assailed this report.
The GGA president, Roland Afemoni, in his statement said the 1992 constitution upholds public safety, respect for human rights and the rule of law, and these form the core of democracy. The media, he continued, is tasked with the responsibility of preserving and promoting these tenets. Therefore, any attack on media practitioners and journalists must be treated with the utmost contempt and disgust it deserves.
The hope was that it will create for this society journalists who will have the courage to speak the truth and reflect the nation back to its realities. As a result, any attacks on the media constitute an attack on a democracy itself. This is why our four institutions stand united to use all appropriate measures within the law to fight impunity. We wish to conclude this press conference by calling on civil society and all progressive forces to join us in condemning these attacks.
Mr. Moni said the GGA, GIBA, NMC and PrintPag will stand united to use all appropriate measures within the law to stop violence against journalists. The chairman of the National Media Commission, Cabral Bleyamihia, noted that the spate of attacks on media practitioners could have a negative impact on the country's reputation on the international front if not checked.
What I can say for now is that if this spate of attacks continue, it's bound to affect the ranking of Ghana. And we are not doing this in for international ranking, but for the safety of all of us, for the future of our democracy. We've taken the path of democracy, a path that calls for respect for rule of law. So if anybody is aggrieved by any act of a journalist or misconduct of a journalist, it is within the purview of the law for him to seek redress. And this is what should be the message going across.
The executive secretary of the NMC, George Sapong, also touched on the need for journalists to protect themselves and work within the confines of safety at all times.
I watch as an entire camera crew cover a demonstration. A team of three, everybody is just moving on. There's no breakout. There is no protection for anything. So they are not checking the safety lines in that crowd. We are just positioning where we think the camera can catch the event. Nobody is in charge of safety within the team, because I've seen too many situations where we endanger ourselves.
Members of the media at the conference collectively condemned attacks on journalists and called for a united front among all media institutions to address the matter through their various channels of communication. For Radio Ghana, Jonathan Thompson reporting.
Meanwhile, the managing director of the Graphic Communications Group Limited, Ken Ashibe, has called on stakeholders in the media to stop citing irresponsibility on the part of journalists as a reason for the attacks on them. He said tagging journalists as irresponsible would rather serve as justification for further attacks and violence to be perpetrated against them. Speaking at a press conference organized by the GJA, NMC, GIBA and PrintPag, Mr. Ashibe says violence against journalists is barbaric and should be totally condemned. On the assault on a member of staff of Graphic by former Black Star player Bafoujan, Mr. Ashibe said his company will use only the judicial system to seek justice.
We should make sure that this "I beg you" thing stops. So all those big men who are calling me, stop calling me. We will go to court. We will go to court. Currently, we have taken a lawyer that has a waiting brief. We are in court with them when they go to court. And we'd make sure that this is the last time. Black September is going to be the last time that any journalist or media person is beaten. Because we would make sure that we'll take a pound of flesh without any drop of blood.
Managing Director of Graphic Communications Group, Ken Ashibe.